Approval of accounts payable.
Actually, I did have a remark.
We'll go back up to commission remarks.
I just wanted to thank the news media. There's a lot of false information put out on a regular basis through social media, through a lot of different avenues. I'm sure you guys have all read all kinds of stuff. And I just want to thank the local media, Springfield media, for putting out actual factual information and not just random stuff that people post on Facebook. And so I think they've done a pretty good job of trying to get accurate news articles and proper information, such as from John Hopkins and different places, to make sure that they're giving, again, good, accurate information to not help spread the panic, whereas on a lot of the social media platforms, you see stuff that's just people explaining or people expressing that they are experts or that they know somebody that knows somebody. I think I read something that said, like, my aunt's co-worker's boyfriend told me, so I know it's true. And anyways, I think that stuff's just a little bit ridiculous. But again, I just want to thank the media for, and I believe some of them even have opened up to where their media is free for this time being to not have to pay for the prescriptions, so, or subscriptions. Anyway, so I think that's just a part of the community helping the whole entire community to be able to have good, accurate information and help us all get through this.
It is a shame that I'm not a partaker of social media. You know that pretty much. But people tell me, or I get phone calls, and some of it's totally ridiculous. And it's a shame that people can't use it in a positive way and be truthful. But
I appreciate the health department keeping us updated. Notice they also are on social media.
And they give out good, accurate information. Yes. Don't let that... Anyway, it just, we do. We get a lot of phone calls.
Who are you seeing on social media?
The health department.
Oh.
Yeah, health department.
Yes, well, the health department's been awesome.
Yeah. We get a lot of phone calls. Well, I saw this, or I read that, or I heard this. And it does get to the point of, it's almost exasperating to get a phone call on a Saturday at 9 o'clock at night worrying about something they read on Facebook. Mm-hmm. And it happens very often. So, anyways, again, I just want to, there are a lot of legitimate entities as well, such as the health department, putting out good, accurate, factual information. And we do appreciate that. So, anyways.
Yeah.
Approval of accounts payable.
There's one check in there. I don't know if we want to probably have to just do it anyway, but it, if we want to discuss with the party, is check number 458-604. The auditor put some documents there. It went up last year. We don't have another
You talking about the paper. Publications?
Uh-huh. It was $185.68 last year, and it was $782 this year, $780 this year. And the auditor put copies of the, you know, the two. He had it on the top. He had laid it on top, Mike, there.
I left it on the table upstairs.
Here's the two.
I didn't know what it was laying there for.
If we want to hold it and discuss it with him, that's the, he had a note on there telling what it was. That's your two publications.
I see there. Here's one for 2019 at $185.68. And 2020 for $782.
And maybe that party, if I get a bill like that, you know, I measure it and you know how much it's going to be, I would question it already before I'd put it through. I don't know if it has been.
A couple of questions I had in my mind in regards to the difference. One of them, the size was different, bigger from last year.
He's got copies there.
And then on that, something to discuss in the idea of the extreme increase. Now, although been set would be that due to the price increase, but also it might look that we may need to look into adjusting spacing size.
That won't amount to much on what's there. I didn't know if we wanted to have them, and if this is properly discussed now, if we want to go ahead and approve it or if we want to hold it and have a meeting and see if we can find out what our cost is going to be for column inch to know what to. Back years ago when we just had one paper, we would meet with the publisher and come to an agreement.
Who receives this bill?
County clerk.
Yep. I wonder if she questioned it. You, I guess nobody in here would know if she.
Do you know, David?
I brought my attention to it. She kind of heard the question. And she said that I have been in the office state that they would have looked into it.
Where is the bill?
I don't know where the actual bill is. That was the one.
Well, what's this?
I think that has something to do with the.
Make copies of them.
Okay. I didn't see.
I think we probably need to hold it and find out, because it looks like we added one line, but it was more than it almost what quadrupled in cost.
So it could be a mistake. I mean,
I don't know. We need to look into it. So yeah, I don't care to.
What was that check number?
458604. Move to approve check numbers 458600 through 458603. 458605 through 458656. No warrants and two transfers or journal entries.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Do you want to speak to that?
Did you have a question for the county clerk's office? Or?
There was a bill, and we didn't know if it was quite a bit higher than it was last year and not that much more space. So we didn't know if you guys looked into it. I guess the auditor brought it. Go ahead, auditor.
We looked into it, and since we only have one paper, there's no bid that went out for a new bid. So they are pricing us as they would any other entity.
Was there not a two-year price on that, or whatever, on that last bid? It ended in 19.
Was that the answer they gave you? They're just pricing like any other entity?
Yes.
I still think it'd be a good idea to meet with them.
Yeah. Do you want to head that up, or do you want the clerk's office to contact them, or how do you want to?
I think the commission should probably schedule an appointment, would be my thought.
Sounds good to me.
Did you call the vote on that? Did you call the vote on that?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we're holding check 458604.
Okay.
Approval of previous meeting minutes, and I have a executive session minutes for March 30th, 2020.
Move to approve executive session minutes for March 30th, 2020.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. water well and electric meter sharing agreement related to Mincy Park, number 20-035. And I have a letter dated April 2nd, 2020 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott. He has reviewed and revised the above reference agreement by and between John C. and Catherine Anderson in Taney County. He has added some circumstances in which the agreement He's added some possible circumstances in which the agreement could be terminated and have inserted the county's right to terminate the agreement by providing a 60-day advance written notice. I think he's also recommending that this be recorded. Mm-hmm. And he approves the agreement as to form.
I think the additions that he had put in the agreement protects the county more than what they had before.
You guys have any other questions on?
No.
Move to approve the shared well and electric meter agreement on 124 Howe Park Road, Mincy Park, by and between Taney County and John C. and Catherine A. Anderson.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Notice of renewal of corrugated steel culverts, number 20-036, Roden Bridge.
You guys have any questions on this one?
No.
I don't, no.
Move to approve the notice of renewal by and between Taney County and V-Brock Sales and Services.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve the... I'm trying to find the title. Move to approve the notice of renewal by and between Metal Culverts Incorporated and Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Agreement for propane, number 20-037, Roden Bridge. Letter dated April 2nd, 2020 from our attorney. He's reviewed the above referenced agreement and approved the agreement as form. And I've got listed in here primary Ferrogas LP and secondary Amerigas propane LP.
The only reason we would have to use the secondary with such a price difference would be if the primary was out and couldn't deliver. Would that be the case?
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Move to approve the agreement